This is Joe reporting live from Cottage Lane's Story of Us archives. I'm here with Mrs. O'Brien, our school's fifth grade teacher. Thank you for participating in the project.
Thank you for including me.
Can you share with our school community how you became a Red Sox fan?
Well, I was born in Malden, Massachusetts, which is about 5 miles north of Boston. And where I live, there's nothing but Boston Red Sox fans. Nobody is a fan of any other team.
Well, I think that's the same thing here in New York City.
Not quite. There are Met fans there and displaced other people.
Well, let's move on to our next question. Where was your first teaching job, and how was it different from your job today?
Okay, so my actual first teaching job was here at South Orangetown. I was a second grade teacher in William O. Schaefer. Before that, I was a student teacher in New York City at PS 87, which was completely different. Let's see, quickly, how is it different than today? I'll talk about the second grade position. So I was very challenged my first year of teaching because you have to prepare to teach every subject, and it was a lot of subjects. And yet once you taught for a while, you kind of had a pretty good sense of what you were going to teach, although we had greater freedom to do projects then. And I feel like the school day was a lot more fun. Nowadays we are restricted by state standards, and it's a completely different job than when I started. We aren't as creative teachers. It's difficult to have projects in the classroom when we have standards to meet. And the standards keep changing.
Well, which class do you like better, your one from second grade or the one now?
Yeah, it's a great question. When I first applied for a position, I was hoping to get a fourth grade position, but I was fortunate to get a job, so I was happy to take the second grade. And what I loved about second graders love their teachers. They're very sweet to their teachers. But what was challenging was I always wanted to do projects with them, and in order to work with one small group, I wanted to have other groups work on their own, and the second graders don't quite have the skills to do that in all areas. Fifth graders, on the other hand, are amazing. I feel like they're constantly challenging me to come up with centers that, you know, they can push themselves to the next level, which is the difference.
Okay, so let's move on to the next question. Is there a cause that you truly believe in, and why?
I probably have a few, and one that I can think of today is an interest in finding a cure for leukemia. I had a brother who passed away from leukemia, and he actually passed away many years ago today. Today's the anniversary of his death.
Thank you for participating in this special project. We appreciate your hard work here at Cottage Lane.
Thank you very much. Thanks for interviewing me.